May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the coming King, the one who reigns even this day. Amen. Our text today is the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 2. Pray with me. Lord, your holy word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. Cause your bright word, your living word, to shine brightly upon us this new Advent, this new church year. May we ever bask in the light of your word for knowledge and wisdom and strength and power, forgiveness, and every blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, there's so much to do and so little time to do it, right? Who already has their Christmas tree up? Good job. It's wonderful to have that up. Who has all their other decorations up? Your house fully decorated? Wow. You've already done a lot already. Who has sent out Christmas cards already? A little work to do on that. Get those cards out. Who's got all their shopping done? You went to Black Friday. You were there at midnight at the mall or 3 a.m. at the Kohl's or whatever time it was in the morning. Who's got all their shopping done? Come on, folks. Black Friday, you weren't there? Got a little work to do on that one. So much to do, so little time to do it. Who's made Christmas cookies? Fudge? Double batch for the ministers again? We say that every year, this time of the year. You got a lot of work to do, guys. Final question on preparation. Who plans to climb a mountain this Advent? You're not sure. I suggest as Christians, as the baptized, that's what we do in Advent and throughout a new church year. We go up a mountain and we come back down. That's the church year. That's the life of the Christian. We go up a mountain, we come back down. Isn't that what Isaiah says? Isaiah 2, our Old Testament reading, is the first reading we have in a new church year. Think about it. It's the first words of God that sets the stage for a new church year, a new season of Advent. What's it all about? And there we have the words, come. Come, First Lutheran. Come, Christians. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let's go climb a mountain. And then come back down. And our entire church year, the time of the Christian is organized around that. Isaiah doesn't say, come, let us go to the mall. Come, let us go to the Music City Bowl. Is that where they're going? Come, let us go to the Christmas party. And another party. And another party. Let us go see Santa children. All those things certainly have their place. They're not evil things. But they are very, very, very secondary to the words of the Lord. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let's talk about going up and going down for a little bit today as we start a new church year, Advent. What is the mountain Isaiah's talking about? He talks about this mountain that shall be established as the highest of the mountains, shall be lifted up above all the other hills. It'll be the chief mountain of all, and all the nations will want to come to it. We're supposed to climb that mountain with a whole lot of other people. What mountain's Isaiah talking about? He's not talking about Mount Everest. He's not talking about Mount Kilimanjaro or Mount McKinley or the Smoky Mountains or even our blessed or even the Rocky Mountains. He's not talking about any of those mountains. What is the chief mountain? The mountain that God has made higher than any other mountain, not physically but in importance. Mount Calvary. Isaiah here is thinking in the distance because he lived 750 years beforehand of Mount Calvary. Let us go up to Mount Calvary. And at Mount Calvary, there in Jerusalem, Mount Calvary, there as we go up that mountain, there at the top of that mountain, we behold the most incredible, amazing sight we could ever see. We ever long to see it. There we see the Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There we see God Himself bleeding, suffering, dying, thorns, nails, a spear, blood and water. There we see God say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There we say, Jesus, shout when He dies, it is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. There we see grace and mercy, forgiveness of sins, eternal life. The door to heaven is opened. We are welcomed. We are righteous. We are redeemed and forgiven. There we see the mercy of our God, the love of our God. Come, let us go up the Mount Calvary. Already the first Sunday in Advent, we are reminded what the goal is. Why a church here? Why all this stuff? What is the destiny of this Jesus who will be born in a manger? What's it all about? It's about the cross. It's about Mount Calvary. That's the goal. That's the climax. That's where he said we must follow him, go with him, deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow. Come, let us go up to Mount Calvary and behold our salvation. And so throughout the church, that's what we do. We get closer and closer to the peak of Mount Calvary. We start out here in Advent. Next couple Sundays, we'll start out at the bottom at the River Jordan. And we hear John the Baptist say, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near." Just at the base there, but there's a lot more than that. Then we go with the shepherds to the manger at Christmas. We're there at Christmas. We can't wait for that, can we? And we behold the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We're there at the wise men who come a little bit later and worship Jesus there in Bethlehem, aren't we? But there's more than all that. That's real quick in the church. We're done with that quickly. Then we're quickly to the baptism of Jesus in early January coming up. He's 30 years old. We don't dwell a lot on his birth because he didn't come just to be born. He came to die. So Jesus' baptism we have. We're getting up the mountain a little closer. And John the Baptist baptizes him and the heavens open, the Spirit descends. And God himself says, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I'm well pleased." We're going up the mountain, getting closer to Mount Calvary. In Epiphany, we're with Jesus as he does miracles and teaches, does miracles and just teaches. We learn that he's the Son of God who came to bring healing and salvation to the world. At the end of Epiphany, Transfiguration, we see him bask in glory. But it's all very short. Just one Sunday, basking in glory. There's more to come. Then we enter Lent in the church here. And we go with Jesus out to the wilderness, where he's tempted by the devil and defeats the devil, a foreshadowing of Easter, his defeat of all wickedness. And in Lent, we're getting closer and closer to the peak, the cross. We're walking with Christ. He suffers. Then we come to Holy Week, Palm Sunday. We read the Palm Sunday Gospel today because the cross is imminent. The cross is imminent. Palm Sunday, he enters. There's more than that. Good Friday, he's betrayed, arrested, suffers. And then he dies 6 hours on a cross. And we've reached the peak on Good Friday. Today, we begin the journey to Good Friday, the top of Mount Calvary. We behold him for 6 hours, suffering and dying for the sins of the world. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That's not the end. Of course, Easter's the third day. And we shout on Easter with lilies, "He is risen. He is risen indeed, hallelujah." There's our salvation. There's the peak. There we're on the mountaintop. The grace and mercy of God. The love of God. And that, in a way, is the first half of the church here. Going up the mountain with Jesus. You know, what is the big, big love story in the world right now? Oh, it's such a nice love story. Prince William. Where's the hot? Since Keith is back there almost weeping. He's in tears over Prince William and dear Kate, his beloved bride. Oh, a $40 million wedding. Isn't that nice? And how long's her dress going to be? Who's going to be invited? Will I be invited? Keith, will you be invited? Probably not. It's called the love story of this decade of a new century. And it's a bunch of baloney. It's fine. I'll tell you the love story that we relive, we long to hear about and relive. It's the love story not of a prince and a princess. It's the love story of a king, the real king of the universe, the Son of God, who took a very, very, very ugly bride, a sinful, sick, ugly bride, and took her as his own. And we are that bride. He doesn't dress in a tuxedo. He dresses in his own blood. He's in his own blood and says, "I love you. Won't you be mine?" So we go up the mountain. Even today, we can't wait for Good Friday. It's coming. Easter, it's coming. Salvation. But then we go back down. after Easter. It's not over. We don't just spend all our time on top of the mountain and say, it's wonderful. No, we've got work to do. We go back down at Easter and Pentecost, the Spirit is given. And the Spirit pushes us down the mountain. It's not gravity that brings us down. It's the grace of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, pushes us down the mountain because there's lost and dying people. There's our neighbor, our coworker, our family member, a strange church member. There's all these people in the whole world that need to hear the good news of salvation. So we run down the mountain after Easter. That's the second half of the church year. We run to the lost and the dying, the confused, the strained, and we tell them that Jesus loves them. Jesus died for them. Christ has saved them. There's forgiveness and salvation in our God. Come and worship. Come and learn. Come and believe. We can't wait to go tell them the good news. Up the mountain, down the mountain. That's the church year. You know, throughout Advent here, we're going to hear in the world about all these great deals. I'm sure the paper today has all these great deals. 10% off, 20% off, 50% off. Buy one, get one free. Be it at JCPenney or Sears. Where else do you shop? Walmart, Target, Old Navy, Marshalls, that's about all the department stores I know. Go get your good deal. We're bombarded with that nonsense. We got to bombard the world with a better deal. That's something that's 100% off. 100% off deal. It's on eternal life. It's on the forgiveness of sins. It's a free gift in the blood of Jesus. Come and receive, it's free. That's what we got to spread. Let's bombard Knoxville and the world with that message in a loving way. Tell the world of the great deal of God. There's things we need for this mountain climbing. You don't climb a mountain by yourself, do you? There's things you need to climb the mountain and go back down. I list four things we need in conclusion. We need directions. You got to have directions to climb a mountain, at least a little bit of directions, right? Our directions are easy. Follow Jesus. He's your leader. So stay close to Jesus. Don't stray, wander off to other things. You're going off the mountain that way. Follow Jesus. Stay in His Word. Partake of His body and blood. Follow Him. He takes us up the mountain. That we see Him die. That we take up our cross and follow Him. We also certainly need supplies. We got to have food and water, right? It's a long mountain climb up and down. We have our food, the Word of God. We have the sacrament of His body. That's our food. We have the water of baptism, the water of absolution. These things we get every Wednesday and Sunday. This is our nourishment as we climb that mountain and go back down. We got to have that. Thirdly, we need each other. This is very important. No one climbs a mountain by himself. We need each other in this church here for support, encouragement, prayer, love. The sick, we got to pick up on our shoulders. You come along too. The strained, come back to the path. Come on, come back to the path here and follow Christ. What are you doing? We need each other to help, to support. Someone doesn't leave the mountain or quit. No, come on. Then last of all, we need a reason to go. Why do people climb mountains? Well, as they say, it's because it's there. I climb the mountain because it's there. We have a much greater reason to climb Mount Calvary, not because it's there, but because of who is there. The Son of God is there with His arms out, saving me. Is that enough motivation to climb the mountain? So, dear friends, this Advent, bake the cookies. Get the fudge. I like fudge with nuts or no nuts. Fine with me. Send out the cards. Put up the tree. We'll have the church decorated next Sunday. That's all wonderful, but above all, Christian, start climbing the mountain. It's well worth it. In Jesus' name, amen.